everyone, I'm Demi and welcome to Paytaka Talks episode 4. Joining us today on our fourth episode, we have Sir Aaron, Sir Jomar, and of course, we have a very special guest. He's a crypto vlogger from the US traveling around the world, and now he's here in the Philippines. We have Nudge.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Nudge. Welcome to our fourth episode of Paytaka Talks. How are you feeling that you're finally here?
It's been something I've been planning for a while now. I've been thinking about coming to the Philippines and seeing what's going on here with Bitcoin Cash, and of course enjoying the beauty of the country and the people here. It's probably been over a year actually since I started planning this, but unfortunately it wasn't until recently that tourism became a possibility. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I arrived a few days here. Oh, I arrived a few days ago here in Tacloban, and I have plans to travel through the Visayas and a few other islands in southern Philippines over the next month.
Mm. Have you been to other places before Tacloban?
This is my landing point, I guess, unless you're counting my transfer at the Manila airport. But
So the first place, the first place in the Philippines, yeah. Tacloban City.
Yeah.
Tacloban represent.
So how long have you been in Tacloban already?
Just a few days so far, yeah.
How was your stay?
It's really interesting walking around. I did a little bit of research beforehand, but also just seeing what the street life is like here and the transportation and the food options was definitely interesting. I had some delicious meals already here. Nice. Yeah, and already experienced incredible hospitality.
Wow, we're very happy that you have experienced that. We are very known for hospitality. Filipinos are known for that. And how long are you planning to stay in Tacloban?
For this part, I'm here for a few days, and then I'm going to continue on to Cebu and some other places in the Visayas, and go over to Negros Islands, possibly Iloilo. Really just kind of get an idea of all these different environments. I'd also love to come back here at the conclusion of the month and wrap things up as well.
All right, great. So Nudge, what is the Nudge about?
It's about travel on crypto. It's about getting outside of your comfort zone and seeing new places. It's looking at things. I'm a solo traveler, so that's how I think about a lot of things, but to just kind of cast aside any fears or doubts and realize there's nice people everywhere and that things kind of work more or less the same in a lot of different places, but also to appreciate the differences. And I do all this travel while spending as much as I can while spending crypto.
So you have achieved that using crypto in all your travels so far?
Yeah, there's some countries where there's difficulties, either where they don't really have merchants accepting crypto yet, or maybe there's some legalities, or in the case of Lebanon and Turkey, there was hyperinflation, but they hadn't caught up to getting beyond investment to actually finding places to spend Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and other cryptos directly. So it's been a journey. I've been in South America, I've been in Asia, in the US shooting videos, and also in El Salvador earlier this year, and really just kind of see what the situation is with crypto adoption, see if people are excited about accepting crypto, or maybe they're not excited about it, and it's an endless trip where you can keep traveling, and there's news about new countries getting excited about alternate currencies like that, and I could see myself doing this probably for years.
Wow. I'm curious to know if traveling in crypto turns out to be more expensive than traveling in fiat.
Using cash?
In some instances. First of all, some of the apps that you use to book things like hotels and flights or buy gift cards, they take a little percentage obviously for the conversion and for the favor. But also something that we're all aware of is the dips in the market. And if you're not spending the crypto and replacing it regularly, then you're more exposed to that kind of thing. So certainly that's something to think about. I try to push it away sometimes, but I'm also I'm spending Bitcoin Cash and buying new Bitcoin Cash, and that's kind of a way that I make it as close to fiat as possible. It's just a risk that anyone that's trying to get away from traditional banking has to deal with, and until there's more stability, I guess.
So going deeper, like, is there like a particular philosophical reason or like some kind of advocacy why you are doing this, like
using cryptocurrency?
Yeah. What point are you making, in other words?
I think just the message is that people need to get away from decentralized banks and ways that their payments can be censored or they can be locked away from their money. I mean, I've experienced it myself at times when I have to use my bank card where it just doesn't work for some reason, even though I've talked to my bank ahead of time and told them that I'm traveling. Mm-hmm. Also, we see issues with censorship around the world, and it seems like keeping people from spending their money is probably the best way for governments to subjugate people, so that's an aspect as a libertarian that I care about. Mm-hmm. And just practically, I just think it's more convenient to be able to spend cryptocurrency in all these different countries and not have to worry about currency conversions or notes being made not legal tender. As I saw when I first arrived in the Philippines, I had some bills that were probably about 10 years old that I couldn't spend.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, because it's already outdated.
Yeah.
Where did you get it?
A friend gave me some pesos. They were like from 2010 or 2012. And I guess it's long past the point you can exchange.
A decade
them,
ago.
But, yeah. You know, you had that here. You had that in India where they got rid of, I think, the 50 rupee notes.
I've heard of that.
And basically just force everyone to go to the bank and
replace everyone.
Yeah, it's just a huge hassle.
Sure. So yeah, it doesn't happen in crypto.
Eventually, things will be priced in crypto, and it'll be a lot easier to deal that way as well.
True, true.
So you haven't experienced any problems in other countries, unless you use like their currency, right? But how about in the crypto?
I mean, I've experienced issues where I wasn't able to spend crypto either because there weren't the merchants there, or there weren't the fiat bridge gift cards that I'd want to use for certain services. So I still have to take out some cash, and I either do that with a bank card or I will do something called a proxy payment where I pay someone crypto that wants to acquire some, and then they pay with the local currency.
We can do that. We can do that now.
And of course in El Salvador, going there and seeing that not anywhere near as many businesses wanted to accept Bitcoin as legal tender that were advertised. Like, I made a point to get away from the capital of San Salvador and Bitcoin Beach and talk to the locals, and I had a translator with me. And a lot of the merchants, especially the ones that operate informally, which I believe is still a large part of the economy here in the Philippines, were not interested in Bitcoin. And in fact, some of them received $30 in BTC through a government offering. And many of them downloaded the app or registered their app, took the $30 out of the ATM, and then closed their accounts.
Yeah. For a background, actually, El Salvador, I think I mentioned this already, was the first country to declare Bitcoin as a legal tender.
Right. Yeah, this was September last year.
Yeah, so in order to promote usage of Bitcoin in their country, the government was giving away like $30, or what is it? Like the amount?
Yeah, so the government purchased Bitcoin or claimed to purchase Bitcoin. And then they dispersed it as to anyone that registered an account that was a citizen, whether there were people in El Salvador or they're immigrants in other countries. But I realized pretty quickly that the main use case is not actually to have businesses accepting it in the country, but both it's a marketing tool to put El Salvador on the map, and more importantly, I think for the future of crypto, is it was basically a remittance channel.
Yeah.
So they had Bitcoin ATMs in all the major cities, so people could receive money from their family that were working abroad and then send it back. And I know that's a big source of money for the economy here with the OFWs, the Overseas Filipino workers.
The market is somewhat the same in that aspect.
I think that's probably that's an important chapter coming up.
Yeah.
It's one of our goals to use it as a remittance.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Like we are planning at some point to tap into the remittance market, but we feel that we need to build first the network of partner merchants, so that those who receive the remittance can spend directly in the shops. So yeah,
there's a lot. That's also no small feat for such a large country, over 100 million people in the Philippines.
Yeah. And I remember the stats were presented before, like about 70 million have access to the internet, and 90% of that 70 million have smartphones.
Okay.
Yeah. So we are like the biggest percentage maybe in the developing countries.
Yeah.
That have like smartphone usage and with access to the internet. So the market is like ripe for this kind of disruption in remittance and payments, etc.
Yeah, that was one thing with the merchants in El Salvador is many of them have phones, but not all of them have an active internet service at the time that they're doing business in the local markets. So they could accept Bitcoin, but it doesn't really make sense for them to pay for service in the hopes that someone might show up. And I was able to successfully make purchases there several times, but a lot of it seemed to be marketing towards foreigners spending Bitcoin, and I think almost all of them were converting it automatically back to dollars. So it sounds like you're trying to get the merchants to accept Bitcoin Cash here in the country. Do you think that they would also be swapping for pesos?
I would expect it will happen initially.
That's one of the concerns of the merchants, like how will they use the Bitcoin Cash, so if they can encash it to pesos. You say yes, you can have it changed in pay taxes. Yeah.
Unless we're able to build like a closed loop economy where the producers also accept Bitcoin Cash. That's one of my dreams. Like I'd like to achieve that closed loop economy. But until that exists, then we would expect that the early merchants that we're going to onboard will automatically,
yes, convert.
Maybe with a bit of delay, they convert to pesos. That's expected.
Not that with any hedge.
So we have been like Paytaka has been like one of the pioneering supporter of this any hedge protocol. You heard about it. It's a protocol in the Bitcoin Cash main chain that allows for freezing your Bitcoin Cash value relative to the dollar, for example.
Okay.
So that has been something that we incorporated into the wallet. It's already being used. There are still some user UX elements to make it easier for merchants to lock, for example, the value of the DCH upon receipt. But the technology is there, and that's something that we can actually use make merchants more comfortable, like they have some protection against volatility, DCH price. So we are counting on that, and we will be making it more easy for merchants.
Yeah, that's definitely the thing, is getting the whole parallel economy in crypto to work. That's something that we've been trying to build in New Hampshire, where I live in the US. And having a small but very enthusiastic community that accepts crypto everywhere, from farmers to restaurants to customers to landlords to convenience stores, all these different businesses, bars, to basically kind of hedge, as you say, I guess, against possible future volatility of the dollar. But I think obviously some of the greatest success we've seen was in St. Kitts with Sunny and the whole team there.
The Caribbean.
Basically every merchant I've heard.
Like 90% of their merchants.
And they announced at the BCH 2022 conference that the Prime Minister wanted to make Bitcoin Cash a legal currency starting next year too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's our soon-to-be client, right? For the vending machine.
Yeah, so Sunny reached out to us at some point. Because he saw our vending machine and mm-hmm. he really likes to, like, he wants us to export it to the company.
Oh, you send him an ATM. I'm sorry, you send him a vending machine, he sends you an ATM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Trade in, swap. Yeah.
That's nice. I heard about your vlog like last year when Jomar mentioned that there's this vlogger, that's you, that goes around the world. Are there any other crypto collectors that do this?
There's a couple people in the BTC community that have been doing like a travel and I guess spending Bitcoin all the time. Mm. I say that because a lot of times they're just selling Bitcoin to...
What Bitcoin do you use?
The Bitcoin family was one of them, probably the earliest one.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't really met too many people. Occasionally in a hostel, I meet someone else that mm-hmm. spends crypto. Mark Falzano obviously travels and makes some videos, but mm-hmm. I think his focus is more on the merchant onboarding side than necessarily showing the tourism side, I guess, of the country. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of trying to hit both of them. I'm really interested in being able to find businesses to spend the money, and I'm also interested in sharing places that people may not be aware of to enjoy and travel.
So how long have you been traveling and what countries have you gone to using Bitcoin Cash? I mean crypto.
Yeah. April of last year I started doing, I launched this series and started traveling and making videos. My first video was in Colombia. And I did 72 hours in Medellin, Colombia, only using crypto and Bitcoin Cash. So I was able to book hotels and go to restaurants and supermarkets and cafes and pay all those places. And I also got a haircut and paid a barber with Bitcoin Cash.
Wow.
I've been a lot. It's tough to keep track of the amount of countries that I've been in because it's kind of...
It's just April. That's
a crazy number.
April last year.
April last year.
Must have been jumping from one country to another.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm always traveling.
But that was the height of the pandemic.
This.
Did you have any troubles?
2021.
It definitely brings challenges, particularly with keeping up with the latest information mm-hmm. and the rules for different countries.
Yeah. Yes.
As I mentioned, I wanted to plan a trip to the Philippines for over a year now.
Yes.
I was planning to be here last year, mm-hmm. but there was no way it was going to happen, so I ended up going to Mexico and El Salvador instead.
So Colombia, Mexico, El Salvador.
Yeah. Ecuador. There's not really a lot of adoption there yet.
How about in Asia?
A lot of places you go in there, like there's a couple shops you can buy Bitcoin or sell it, but there's not really anywhere to spend it. Sorry, what's your question?
I mean, how about in Asia? What countries have you visited in Asia that you have used?
Southeast Asia.
Malaysia, Singapore. I guess.
You're here now.
Yeah.
We haven't gone home since then.
So as part of what I do is I travel and I return to New Hampshire in the US for a few months in the summertime.
Okay.
And I also make videos there, so I've got a few videos mm-hmm. coming out in the spring for crypto accepting merchants in New Hampshire, as well as I'm excited for the Porcupine Freedom Festival happening in June there, which is basically a festival where almost all of the merchants there will accept crypto, several different cryptos, as well as gold backs, which is like a unique private currency that's these
that's a good idea.
These notes that are actually minted with 24-karat gold.
Mm. Oh. So it's a festival. So it's a
libertarian festival. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So Nudge, maybe you want to invite our viewers, audience, to watch your vlogs.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm on Odyssey and YouTube as The Nudge, and also on TikTok at Nudge Travel. And you can find my videos there. I also post regular commentary on the crypto scene and travel on crypto on Twitter. I have a new Reddit subreddit, Nudge Travel, where I post updates for where I'm traveling currently and where I'm going next, as well as all the videos that I put out. Yeah, really just trying to get audience from longer as well as short form videos to try to get people interested in this kind of thing. And yeah, I guess that's about it. Yeah.
Nice.
So that's it for our fourth episode of Pay Taka Talks. Catch us again for our fifth episode, and The Nudge will still be joining us. This has been Demi, and thank you so much. Bye.